Liturgical Day, Friday the 5th of Easter, the Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. There is no greater love than this, to give one's life for one's friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I shall not call you servants any more, because servants do not know what their master is about. Instead, I have called you friends, since I have made known to you everything I learned from my Father. You did not choose me. It was I who chose you and sent you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And everything you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This is my command, that you love one another." Our commentary is by Father Carles Elias from Esplugas de Llobregat, Barcelona, Catalonia. Today our Lord exhorts us to fraternal love. Love one another as I have loved you. That is to say, as you have seen me loving, and you will see still me love. Jesus speaks to you as a friend. For he has told you that his Father calls you, that he wants you to become an apostle, and that he expects you to bear fruit, a fruit that is manifest through love. St. John Chrysostom affirms, quote, "If love would be spread all over, an infinite goodness would be born out of it." To give love amounts to create life. Spouses know it well, for they love each other. They make a reciprocal donation, and they assume the responsibility of becoming parents by accepting, at the same time, the abnegation and self-denial of their time and their own being in favor of those they must take care of, must protect, must educate, in short, must form as persons. Missionaries know it, too, when they offer their life for the gospel, with the same Christian spirit of sacrifice and abnegation. And friars, priests, and bishops also know it. And with them, all of Jesus' disciples who commit themselves to our Savior. A little before, Jesus already told you what the requirements for love and bearing fruit are, when he says, quote, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Unquote. Jesus invites you to lose your life, to deliver it to him without any fear, to being willing to die if need be, to be able to love your brother with Christ's love, with supernatural love. Jesus invites you to attain an operative, benefactor, and concrete love. This is how Apostle James understood it when he said, quote, "Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, 'Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by acts and action, is dead."